This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has wished Jagdeep Dhankar good health after he resigned from the post of Vice President yesterday, citing health reasons. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that Mr. Dhankar got many opportunities to serve the country in various capacities, including as the Vice President of India. Soon after the Rajya Sabha met for the question hour at 12 noon today, Ghanshyam Tiwari, who was in the chair, informed the House about the Home Ministry's notification regarding the resignation of Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar. During the proceedings of the House in the morning, Deputy Chairman Harivansh also said that further constitutional process concerning vacancy in the office of Vice President of India will be communicated as and when received. The proceedings of both the Houses today marked by the opposition uproar leading to the adjournment of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha for the day. The opposition parties were demanding discussion on Operation Sindoor and Special Intensive Revision Initiative in Bihar and other issues. When the Lok Sabha assembled after the second adjournment at 2 p.m., opposition members again started sloganeering, pressing for their demands. The presiding officer urged the members to allow the House to function and go back to their seats. After the repeated appeal by the chair, the opposition continued with the sloganeering and trooped into the well. As the pandemonium continued, the chair adjourned the House for the day. A meeting of the floor leaders of the India bloc was held today at the Parliament House complex. The meeting was attended by Congress President and Leader of the Opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Mallikarjun Kharge, and Leader of the Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, along with several members of Parliament from various India bloc parties. Leaders of the bloc deliberated on a common strategy for the ongoing monsoon session of Parliament. President Draupadi Murmu today said that dedicating life for the nation and society is the best way to live life. President Murmu said this while addressing the 52nd President Scouts and Guides Awards for the years 2018 to 2021 at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. During the event, the President awarded 16 Scouts, Guides, Rovers and Rangers of the Bharat Scouts and Guides awards and certificates for their discipline, social service, leadership and valuable contribution. The Maharashtra government today moved the Supreme Court against Mumbai High Court's decision to acquit all the 12 accused in the 7-11 train blasts case of 2006. The Supreme Court has agreed to list the case for hearing on the 24th of July. The blasts, which occurred on 11th July 2006, had killed over 180 people and injured several others across Mumbai's suburban train network. In a significant milestone for the Indian Army, the first batch of Apache helicopters arrived in India from the United States today. These state-of-the-art helicopters, often referred to as tanks in the air due to their heavy-duty firepower and advanced battlefield capabilities. The helicopter is equipped with advanced weapons, sensors and all-weather operational capabilities, significantly boosting the Indian Army's aerial combat strength. The British Navy F-35 fighter aircraft, which had made an emergency landing at Thiruvananthapuram Airport on June 14, departed today after undergoing successful repairs. A UK engineering team deployed to the site since July 6 carried out extensive maintenance and safety checks, paving the way for the jet to resume active service. The Indian Space Research Organization will launch the NISAR Earth Observation Satellite, developed jointly with American Space Agency NASA, on the 30th of this month at 17:40 hours from Sriharikota. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Telangana, Chhattisgarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Konkan, Goa, coastal Karnataka and Vidarbha today. Parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Assam, Meghalaya and Arunachal Pradesh are also expected to receive heavy rainfall during the next 2-3 days. In Uttarakhand, the Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rain at isolated places in Uttarkashi, Dehradun and Tehri districts today. Two Indians will feature in the final four of the FIDE Women's Chess World Cup in Batumi, Georgia, starting today. In the semifinals, Divya Deshmukh will face Chinese Grandmaster Tan Zhongyei, while Koneru Hampi will be up against another Chinese Grandmaster Li Tingjie. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.